Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry. It's my chance to read to play for you songs I think are extra special and occasionally put in something odd or reading a story, and I call those odd things Wombats. And that's where my show title comes from, Wombats and Music. Tonight's show, the entire show, is a wombat, so it's a wombat night. I'm going to take you on a little trip with me over some of my experiences over the last 30 years with a group called the Pine Woods Folk Music Club. When I was, it was 1977, I became active in the Pine Woods Folk Music Club, started going to weekends and weeks and things like that, and stayed active in the club for 23 years. And so all the music tonight is associated with that club. Everybody, every voice you hear will be someone I knew there, including me. And so the first song, just to get started, was at a campers concert. Each weekend or week I went to, there was a concert where the campers could come up and do things. And this was at the end of a week, and Marge Steiner, a professor at Indiana University, came up and sang Beautiful City. Had a good guitar player behind her, Andy Cohen. This is a recording I made at that concert.
What you talking about?
beautiful city, as sung by Marge Steiner. As we move along, I'll sort of fill you in on Pinewoods. The club had weekends, one spring weekend, a fall weekend, a summer, a winter weekend. And in the summers, we went up to Buzzards Bay, Massachusetts, up near Plymouth, Massachusetts, to a camp on a lake called Pinewoods Camp, and had a whole week of the folk music club. So I was with them for 23 years. I got a big dose. And each concert, each weekend or week, there would be a campers concert. And so the next song was something I sang at the campers concert. I refer to the group singing with me. The audience were singers. Everybody there was a singer. So the Mighty Pinewoods Chorus, name of the song, the Mighty Pinewoods Chorus is the people who go to the Pinewoods weekends and weeks and sing. And I named them for the purpose of this song, the Mighty Pinewoods Chorus. So I want you to listen to them joining me singing this song. I rehearsed them on the chorus first. This is the Mighty Pinewoods Chorus, sung by Harry Baia at a campers concert at a folk music week at Pinewoods Camp.
When you watch the stars, when you're standing on the ground, tell me, how did the Wright brothers ever fly? Was it in the inspiration? Was it in the preparation? Was it waiting long enough for the glue to dry? Well, now what is this for us? What's the
mighty Pinewoods Chorus?
Full of music, full of laughter, full of song. When this universe is ending, yes, and all our souls are blending, may the last breath of life be a song. They called him a fool most every day. But when the first rocket left the earth, well, the world knew his worth. Sometimes dreamers have a high price to pay. Well, now what is this before us?
It's the Mighty Pinewoods Chorus,
full of music, full of laughter, full of song. And all our souls are blending. May the last breath of life be a song. Galilee, Galileo, well, now do you recall the day-o? You first saw the surface of the moon through a telescope. Well, the church said you were lying, but of the truth there's no denying. Papal error, papal goof, papal dope. Now what is this before us?
It's the Mighty Pinewoods Chorus,
full of music,
full of laughter,
full of song. When this universe is ending, yes, and all our souls are blending, may the last breath of life be a song. Sing of the people brave who are over the water and the wave. Rubber duckies to the floating dock they convey. Through the wave and the wind, safely out and back again. Sarah swim, Evie sing, Willie wave. Full of music, full of laughter, full of song. When this universe is ending, yes, and all our souls are blending, may the last breath of life be a song. There were pina coladas, scantily clad white persons. And did you see the kiss that Annie McKenzie gave Noel? Georgia, rubber nut delusions, lots of laughter and confusion, contributions to this place we love so well. Last time now. Oh, now.
What is this before us?
The
mighty pine was chorus.
Full of music,
full of laughter, full of song.
And when this universe is ending, yes, and all our souls are blending, may the last breath of life be a song.
So that was the Mighty Pinewoods Chorus singing a song I wrote titled The Mighty Pinewoods Chorus. Next up, one night at a camp week, I was standing around with a group of people singing. There must have been 30 or 40 people in a great big circle. And we were taking turns singing. And the man beside me was a professional performer, not one of the campers, but one of the performers. And I knew him. You know, I poked him and said, how about Rowdy Soul? I knew he knew that song and led it. So, and he said, oh, yeah, I haven't sung that in a while. I'll do that. So he proceeded to lead the crowd. They had to learn the song in Rowdy Soul. And I was right beside him and recorded it. So actually, if you knew my voice and my wife's voice, you'd recognize us singing with Bob Walser. But this is Bob Walser singing Rowdy Soul.
Yo, boy.
Yo.
Ah, I'm a rowdy soul. I'm a rowdy soul, and I don't care whether I'll work or not. I'm a rowdy soul. I'm a rowdy soul, and I don't care whether I'll work or not.
Well, if you're in paper crops at all, in red of beans or potatoes, well, the ground's poor that the grass wouldn't grow, and damn them Irish potatoes.
I'm a rowdy soul, I'm a rowdy soul, and I don't care whether I work or not. I'm a rowdy soul, I'm a rowdy soul, and I don't care whether I work or not.
Oh, when I get my new house done, I'm gonna raise the chimney higher, so the damn mud duffers get my light around and put me out my fire.
I'm a rowdy soul.
About it. Now I ain't one to raise around, but I'm hell when I get started.
I'm a rowdy soul, I'm a rowdy soul, and I don't care whether I work or not. I'm a rowdy soul, I'm a rowdy soul, and I don't care whether I work or not.
The captain got a new coat and he hung it in the parlor. Well, I stole out the captain's coat and I wore it to the ball.
I'm a rowdy soul, I'm a rowdy soul, and I don't care whether I work or not. I'm a rowdy soul, I'm a rowdy soul, and I don't care whether I work or not.
He'd get a tack pile, he'd get mad, but he'd get a money pile, he'd get the laugh. Ain't no use in this hanging around. All these guys gotta get on down.
I'm a rowdy soul, I'm a rowdy soul.
That was Rowdy Soul, sung and led by Bob Walser. I became active in this club around 1977, and I was there for a few years. And then on one weekend, a young woman showed up, this woman, Ann Price, Her then name was Ann O'Hagan, showed up and became one of the mainstays of the club, one of the top performers, had one of the nicest voices, one of the finest female voice in the club. And one weekend she did this song on at a campus concert. And that's the first time I ever heard it. She later put it out on a recording, and that's where I got this one. And this is called Cotton Mill Blues. And she's playing a dulcimer, a lap dulcimer, and she's doing it in the style of Gene Ritchie. Gene Ritchie is a famous artist, singer from Kentucky, and was a master of this auto harp. And turns out that Ann was a student of Gene Ritchie. I was there that week when Gene was teaching, and Ann was one of her students. So the style of you're going to hear played, the instrument, is the Gene Ritchie style, perfectly done. And this is Cotton Mill Blues. I worked in a cotton mill one summer in South Carolina, so these words all rang true for me. Not the hard part, but the story. This is Cotton Mill Blues.
It's roof leak, door creak, bed soak, window broke, cat chase a rat, chase a mouse. If you ever want to see a man, flip his spindle, make him live in a company house. It's card room, spinning room, winding room, weave room, lint all over my shoes. When I get over to the other shore, I'm gonna sing about the cotton mill blues. It's pinto beans, lima beans, kidney beans, pork and beans, pay every day you owe more. If you ever want to see a man, flip his spindle, make him buy in a company store. It's card room, spinning room, winding room, weave room, lint all over my shoes. When I get over to the other shore, I'm gonna sing about the cotton mill blues. But I doubt there's room to spare. Well, if they get overcrowded and need a place to go, just send those devils to a cotton mill and they'll all feel right at home. It's card room, spinning room, winding room, weave room, lint all over my shoes. When I get over to the other shore, I'm gonna sing about the cotton mill blues.
That was Cotton Mill Blues, sung by Ann Price. On these weeks, you never knew who was going to do what, but sometimes you knew a particular person played a particular instrument. The next fiddler is going to be Alice Becker. And it turns out that I met Alice years before I got into Pinewoods. There was a woman who lived across the river, the Hudson River from me, who had a singing at her house once a month. And I began to go. And one night, I was in my, I guess, mid-40s, late-40s. One night, a young woman showed up. She couldn't have been much more than 20. Her name was Alice Becker, and she played the fiddle, and she played it well. In fact, a year or so later, I asked her, she played a particular good version of a song. I said, how long did it take you to learn that? She said, oh, that? All my life. That's a true fiddler. I'll tell you more about the fiddle later in this show. Anyway, so at a campus concert, Pinewoods Camp, end of the week, Alice Becker comes up with a fiddle and she says, I'm going to play Mrs. Jameson. I'd never heard of Mrs. Jameson, but it's a fiddle tune. And this is what happened. I recorded it. I wanted to add, if you listen closely, you will hear the audience start to sing along with Alice's fiddle. And none of us knew that song, but it was so and chanting that we felt comfortable humming along. So listen for that. Mrs. Jameson, played on the fiddle by Alice Backer. You know, you can get kind of wrapped up in some things, and this is a wombat show, but actually, this what's coming up is even a wombat for a wombat show. So get ready. It's a lesson. Here we go. It's a lesson on something called shape note singing. Now comes something really different. This is a wombat. I do have a wombat tonight. So I'm going to teach you a class. You can skip it if you want. But here's the class. There's a kind of style of singing that's called a shape note. S-H-A-P-E. Shape. Shape note singing. And there are several books. The most popular one is called The Sacred Harp. And the people who sing from that book are called Sacred Harp Singers. I am a Sacred Harp Singer. Now, I'm going to teach you about shape notes. When the people began to move west, they didn't have much in the way of things except farm instruments, and there were no pianos on the way west a lot of places until more civilization came. And yet the people wanted to learn music, and the way they did it was with shape notes. And this book, The Sacred Harp, which was published in the 19th century, had collected these songs together. The one I'm going to play for you is called Mirror. It's one of my favorites. But now here's the lesson. When you sing shape note singings, the music is written out just like regular music with a staff and all that. But every note has a shape. There are, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Well, each one of those notes has a shape. And interestingly, in the Sacred Harp tradition, there are only four shapes. You got seven notes and four shapes. So it goes, when a Sacred Harp group performs a song, they first read their parts by singing the shapes. So you're going to hear that when I play this for you. And then after they've sung the shapes, which is kind of like nonsense words, they sing the words to the song. So I want to teach you about the shapes. Get ready. More lesson coming up here. I'm a bass, so the seven notes using, singing the seven notes that we know using the four shapes goes like this. Fa, sol, la, fa, sol, la, mi, fa. That's the seven notes sung with four shapes. The basses have a part for a song we're going to play. It's called Mirror. And the bass part, I want to try and sing it, just my part. Fa, fa, so, fa, la, 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 so, so, fa, la, fa, mi, mi, fa, fa, so, fa, la, fa, fa, so, la, so, fa, fa, so, fa. So that's what's called singing the shapes. And the first time through the song, there are only four parts. There's the basses, the tenors, the altos and sopranos. The upper parts are almost always usually women, and the bottom parts are usually men. But in Sacred Harp tradition, you can go sing in any group. And the bass singers often move from one place to another. You'll see a bass singing in the alto group and a soprano singing in the tenor group, things like that, which makes it interesting. This song in the book has five verses, but the group singing it today will sing verses 1, 3, and 5, and then they repeat 5 more quietly. So I will read to you the words from 1, 3, and 5. Will God forever cast us off, his wrath forever smoke, against thy people of his love, his little chosen flock? That's verse 1. Verse 3. Where once thy churches prayed and sang, thy foes profanely rage. Amid the gates their incense hang, and their hosts engage. That's verse 3. And then the verse 5, which they sing over twice, is, no prophet speaks to calm our grief, but all in silence mourn. Nor know the hour of our relief, the hour of our return. I will now play for you a recording of singers singing Mirror. This is from the Higher Ground Singing of 2015. Also, I was told when I first got in, found to be true, it's not an audience event. They rarely have much of an audience. Everyone there is a singer, so this is an event for singers. So this is Mirror from the Sacred Harp Singing of, in 2015.
Love.
just heard Mir sung by the 2015 Higher Ground Singing. A singing is just a gathering to sing. They're always, or usually in my experience, often held on Sunday all day with a lunch in the middle of it. You know, bring your own sort of a potluck supper. And they're known for their food. And you go there early in the morning, 10 o'clock or so, you sing till noon, then you have an hour off, and then you sing till 2 or 3 when everybody starts going home, and some people stay there and sing well into the night. I did. So this is a Sacred Harp, and this particular recording was probably made, it's just an ordinary singing. There was no director, nobody saying when to come in, when to go out, when to get loud. It was all just the way the singers, if you sing Sacred Harp, the way you've learned to sing. So that recording, which I found touching. And now we're going to move on to our next song. Story time. One summer I was at the Pinewoods Folk Music Week, and one day, it was a nice, hot, sunny day, nothing was going on, I was walking around, and I saw a young man sitting on a log playing a banjo. And I hadn't met him before, so I went over to chat with him. And I had my little digital recorder with me, or probably a cassette recorder then, and I recorded him. And he was quite gracious, willing to be recorded, and we talked about the song he was playing, which he's going to tell me about now. So this is me kind of doing being a song collector and an interviewer, and I think I captured something wonderful. So far as I know, there are no other recordings of this particular arrangement.
It's called Brickyard Pond.
It's in your town.
Yeah, and what happened was I started to write this tune about 2 years ago. And I started off with just a real melodic line. And then after hearing some of the old-time fiddlers and stuff, it strayed a little bit. But it's still not down to the old-time style.
Sounded old-timey to me. Thank you.
that was an unnamed young man on a banjo playing Brickyard Pond. And I've searched for that song. That name has never been used. And I am so glad that I captured that to share with the world. I figure I'm making a contribution to the universe to be able to play that recording, which only I have. Anybody can have it who wants it. So that was Brickyard Pond. And now we're going on to another group. 1 week at the campus concert, two women got up, and Evie and Jean, Evie Mayer and Jean Farnworth, and I knew them pretty well. I sang rounds with them. I knew them doing things. And but they came up with this song. I don't think I'd ever heard it before. And it was just magic. The rhythms got to me. It's called Ico, or Ico, Ico, by Evie Mayer and Jean Farnworth. Ico by Evie Mayer and Jean Farnworth. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and tonight's a particularly wombatty show. I use the word wombat to refer to the oddball things I put in, and this whole show is odd. Most of the music I recorded when I was with the people who made it, others are from recordings of people I knew through this association with Pinewoods. So the whole show is a wombat. About my experiences with the New York City Pinewoods Folk Music Club, where I was active for 23 years. Had a great time. And we're going to hear another song. Well, we're going to hear a lot the rest of the show. It's more songs related to the club. Every weekend and every day of the weeks of music, there were lessons, classes, and people would go and become teachers. I taught a number of classes, easy ones. But I went to a lot, and I had many people I considered mentors. Oh, maybe 5 to 10 people who I thought sort of changed my life with their music, some more so than others. One of the biggest, strongest ones was Lucy Simpson, sang gospel. I loved gospel songs, and Lucy showed up in the club and just had a lovely way of introducing and teaching and singing gospel songs. So this is a Lucy at a recording session she did in a nearby people who made records not too far from where we'd meet. And so she made this singing, There Are Angels Hovering Round, sung by Lucy Simpson and other people, many of whom were part of Pinewoods, but mainly Lucy is the leader here.
There are angels hovering round.
There are angels hovering round. There are angels, angels hovering round
to carry the tidings home.
To carry the tidings home. To carry, carry the tidings home.
To the New Jerusalem.
The New
Lucy Simpson leading There Are Angels Hovering Round. On these weeks and weekends, we had professional performers who'd come and teach classes and put on concerts. And over the years, we'd have the same ones back again, especially if we really liked them. So every year or two, we might have a group back from people we knew. I got to know a lot of the people. And one of the couples, one of the singing couples, John Roberts and Tony Barron, I particularly liked them. I didn't know them real well, but I used to joke around with them. And I love their music. John Roberts, who I saw record playing just a few years ago, two or three years ago, is playing the banjo on here. And Tony Barron is singing harmony and playing guitar, yes. Anyway, this is a smuggler's song. It's a Rudyard Kipling poem that someone put to music and was became folk music in England, where John Roberts and Tony Barron are. So this is their version of A Smuggler's Song.
If you wink at midnight and hear a horse's feet, don't go drawing back the blinds nor looking in the street. Them that asks no questions isn't told a lie. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by. 25 ponies trotting through the dark, with brandy for the parson, a baccy for the clerk, laces for a lady and letters for a spy. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by. Running round the wood lump, if you chance to find little barrels roped and tarred, all full of brandy wine. Don't you shout to come and look, nor use them for your play. Put the brushwood back again, they'll be gone next day. If you see a stable door setting open wide, if you see a tired horse lying down inside, if your mother mends a coat all cut about and tore, if the lining's wet and warm, don't you ask no more. If you see King George's men all dressed in blue and red, you be careful what you say and mindful what is said. If they call you pretty names and chuck you neath the chin, don't you tell where no one is, nor yet where no one's been. Knocks and footsteps round the house, whistles after dark, you've no cause to run and look until the house dogs bark. Trusty's here and pinchers here, and see how dumb they lie. They don't fret to follow while the gentlemen go by. You've been told, likely there's a chance you'll be given a dainty doll all the way from France, with a cap of Valenciennes and a velvet hood, a present from the gentleman along of being good. 25 ponies trotting through the dark, with brandy for the parson, a baccy for the clerk. Them that asks no questions isn't told a lie. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by.
That was A Smuggler's Song by John Roberts and Tony Barron. I did not grow up around the kind of music that the Pinewoods people had. In particular, I'd never heard anybody play what's called a fiddle. What's the difference between a fiddle and a violin? Well, my favorite answer is that a violin has strings and a fiddle has strings. They're really exactly the same instrument. But I hadn't been around fiddlers, and I eventually got sucked in and became a fiddler. Well, I tried to. Anyway, one of the people who I was completely hypnotized by is the Reese Jones, who's going to be playing the next song, Gypsy Dance, and his wife, Christina Wheeler. Both were master fiddlers. She was known as being more of a classical fiddler, top of the game, and he was entirely Appalachian and country kind of stuff. So together they play things like this Gypsy Dance by Reese Jones and Christina Wheeler. Like almost all the fiddle tunes that I play on the show, this tune has an A part and a B part. So the A part repeats and the B part repeats. So it's fun to see if you can find the A and B part. And I'll tell you right now, it's particularly difficult. And this tune wraps my brain in knots. I love it. Gypsy Dance.
Thank you.
Gypsy Dance by Reese Jones and Christina Wheeler. They were the performers at one of the weeks I was at. I only saw them 1 week, but it was enough. I was really impressed. And that particular week, they had a workshop every afternoon, and I went. And one afternoon, I was there, and the way the workshop was done, the venue was that there was a big house there with lots of bedrooms, and a porch that went all the way around. So the performers would stand on the porch. So they were maybe 2 or 3 feet higher up in the air than we were. They also happened to be covered with a roof. But we were there for the afternoon with Reese and Christina, and it started to rain. And we, the audience, didn't want to leave. We didn't want to miss our workshop. Finally, we had to. But we were so entranced with this couple. Two of the frequent performers on our weekend were Jeff Davis and Jeff Warner. They came together and would sing, and once sang for my my son's grade school class, just by chance. This is one of their children's songs, Fuba Wuba.
Softly heave a tree, fooba wooba, fooba wooba. Softly heave a tree, fooba wooba, John. Softly heave a tree, 40 miles out to sea. An old blind drunk John, fooba wooba, John. Saw a mouse chase a cat, fooba wooba, fooba wooba. Saw a mouse chase a cat, fooba wooba, John. Saw a mouse chase a cat, saw the cheese eat the rat. An old blind drunk John, fooba wooba, John. Saw a snail chase a whale, fooba wooba, fooba wooba. Saw a snail chase a whale, fooba wooba, John. Saw a snail chase a whale all around the garbage pail. An old blind drunk John, fooba wooba, John. Saw a bear with no hair, fooba wooba, fooba wooba. Saw a bear with no hair, fooba wooba, John. Saw a bear with no hair, he was in his underwear. An old blind drunk John, fooba wooba, John.
Thank you. You just heard Jeff Warner and Jeff Davis singing Fuba Wuba. You've been listening to Wombats and Music from WEHC at Emory and Henry, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. And tonight's show was kind of different because we had all music from my experiences with a group called Pinewoods in the New York City area. And everything I played was either recorded at one of their sessions or a recording made by somebody I knew through Pinewoods. So I think I have enough material to make a few more shows, so maybe in a few months I'll have another Pinewoods show. But now it's time to end our show in my traditional way. And I get a kick out of this. Every show I end the same way. I use some words I got from a friend years ago. I kind of have a closing ceremony at the end of each radio show. And I think of it as community building. Because what I do is I try and encourage you to join me in doing something. So we're doing it together. And that's the community building aspect of it. So we're going to do it right now. It's audience participation time. You are the audience. You get to participate. So get ready to join me when I ask you to. Are you ready? Because your time is coming up now. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.